sucker for you.
You heard of the Jonas Brothers, Finn Balor? This song playing right now?
I've heard the name, alright, but I'm not too familiar.
So they just got back together, and they've had their first number one single, and that is it, called Sucker.
Congrats to the Jonas Brothers.
There's three of them. Yeah. I could see the Balor Club going up against them one day.
Oh, really?
In the ring.
Carl Anderson, Luke Gallows, Finn Balor against the Jonas Brothers.
I don't know. Someone's going to get hurt.
It's going to be Kevin. Kevin is going down.
It's Virgin Radio Morning right here on the Chris Fade Show. Special Olympic World Games, Abu Dhabi 2019. Opening tonight, walking out Team Ireland is Finn. This is a moment that you'll remember. You've done obviously a lot in your career, but to walk out the Special Olympics here tonight is going to be beautiful.
Yeah, I think I'm more nervous about walking out Team Ireland than I was about walking out at WrestleMania last year. So this is going to be a big one for me.
Pretty cool. And you have some inclusion in that opening ceremony as well. You've just landed. You're not even sure exactly what's going on.
Yeah, the WWE office out here have informed me that there's some sort of secret event happening that I'm going to be heavily involved in this opening ceremony maybe, but it's still up in the air as to what I'm doing. From my point of view anyway, I think they know.
They know what you're
not
doing.
Telling me.
Yeah. Rossi over here, we call him Big Rossi, has dropped about 10 kilos. You just lost another two over this week.
Yeah.
So well done.
So 11 in total in 8 weeks.
I'm very curious to hear about this, man.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, you guys have been talking off radio a lot. I mean, what were you just talking about then?
Well, I was just looking at his Instagram page, admiring the six pack, you know. I was hoping one day.
Six?
Oh, eight.
He wants eight, bro.
I'd show off.
Finn?
Yeah.
Don't do it.
We've got a group WhatsApp group here at Virgin Radio.
Yeah.
Let me show you the photo they got spread around yesterday from the girl saying,
I'm going home.
Pretty, where are you going, mate? Pretty, where are you going?
All the women.
All the women in the office. We're like, well.
Hi, Finn.
Guess I got to come.
Picture of Rossi going around, maybe.
No pictures of Rossi, but it was like.
I was going to do a side by side.
Your WhatsApp's down anyways. It's not working. You can't show it.
Yeah, it's this one, mate. This is the photo.
What's that? Is that on your Instagram?
This is the photo that Pretty sent to the group. Mind you, she's a married woman, ladies and gentlemen.
I can appreciate the work you have put in to create a body as such.
And what's going on in this photo? This is
just stretching, warming up before the match.
I'm just appreciating that.
His wife runs.
I just want to let you know, once we sent that photo, all the women in this office washed their hair last night because you were coming today.
They're all in there. Look, there's another one now.
There's a more, Finn.
Is this, everyone washed their hair.
I mean, obviously, you're an athlete. You're there, but you train hard, man. You don't. That is not just something that happens overnight. How many hours do you train to get that physically fit? Rossi and I want to know. We both obviously hit the gym, but what do you do? What's the regime like?
It's not really a regime. I just fit it in when I can. But the key is consistency over 20 years. You know, it's not like something that happens overnight. So that's obviously. I'm more interested in hearing about your recent weight loss and what like techniques you've used.
CrossFit, mate. I'm a CrossFitter now.
That's very interesting because I'm actually shooting a documentary right now at WWE called 35 for 35, which is one of WWE employees. Is trying to lose 35 pounds before WrestleMania 35.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
So that's going to be launching. Is he going to do it? He's going to knock it out the park.
Yes.
Knock it out the park.
Is he in the studio right now
by
any chance?
He is in the studio right now.
Well, Rossi.
It's not me. It's the big fella.
How many pounds did I lose?
Oh, you lost
20 kilos, right?
So that's like, what, 40-something pounds?
44 pounds.
Yeah. Yes.
45 pounds.
Yeah. About 5 years ago, I dropped a lot of weight. Wow. I used to be huge, right? Mm-hmm. And then I've been trying to get this guy to do it for a while. Mm-hmm. Only he's come in touch with a company called Inner Fight. He's his new legend that he looks up to. His name's Marcus Smith.
He ran 30 marathons in 30 days, the guy.
Now, I've noticed here in the studio, you got kind of like a running track marked out.
Yeah.
Right out here. Is that anything to do?
No one runs.
We're going to go
no
for a run. We're going to go for a run with it. But yeah, I think you just hit on the head. Consistency, long term, like that's what it's about.
Yeah, all these kind of crash diets or fad diets, I don't think really, you know.
Work.
Yeah, they don't work for me anyway. I just find that consistency is the key, and getting up and doing it every day for, you know, consistently over 20 years has been what's worked for me.
Obviously, you must eat well though, right?
Yeah.
Like, because they say it's 80% nutrition, isn't it, and 20% exercise.
Well, I don't know the exact numbers.
Come on.
But yeah, you know, it all works together, and you know, diet and training and lifestyle and sleep and It all goes together.
And there it is. Finn Balor, WWE superstar, in studio with us right now. We were just talking. He's there to open out the opening ceremony, be part of the opening ceremony tonight in Abu Dhabi, the World Games. Everybody's going to be watching. He's going to be walking out Team Ireland as well, which is such a special moment for Finn. We were just talking yesterday to Stephanie McMahon. She said that the WWE, the second on YouTube around the world, right?
Like, yes.
Globally, around the world.
That is right. After a company called T-Series, which is a music company for Bollywood, and Stephanie was saying yesterday she would love a collab between the WWE and Bollywood. You know, wrestling is huge in India.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, it's massive in India.
So we've signed Finn up.
You're going to be in a Bollywood movie.
Okay, yep, we've got you starring in. No, but we thought pretty here. You could teach some Hindi to Finn right now. This is.
I'm going
to
pass this sheet of paper. Pretty's written
this out phonetically, which means it should sound pretty good. Yeah. But for the first time, ladies and gentlemen,
should I explain what it is?
Okay, go.
Go on.
Okay, so if you know Bollywood, you'll know this line. It's from DDLJ, the iconic line that Shah Rukh Khan tells Kajol when something goes wrong.
Okay.
Now
okay,
you're given the intro.
So first of all, to all my friends out in India, I apologize for butchering your language.
Chris does it all the time.
Here goes.
No, we don't. Here we go. I'm going to try to do a little intro.
You ready?
Okay, no, let me do the intro.
Let me do a proper intro, man.
Here we go. I've got the music ready to go. Ladies and gentlemen.
Are you pulling up my wedding speech?
No. Weighing 190 pounds. From the Republic of Ireland.
Wow.
Is that right? Yeah. It's Finn Balor.
Yes.
Baray, baray, they show. May I see. Shati, shati. Bate. Hati. Rati. Hey. Senorita.
Bollywood, sign him up.
Was it good? Amazing. I'm not even kidding. Chris, you've never done that in the 10 years that I've known you.
All right, just relax. Finn Balor, legend, right here in the studio. Yeah. WWE superstar. Good luck. You're going to regain that title, mate. You'll regain that title. Well done, all right?
Thanks very much for having us on, guys.
Love it. Go check it out. Special Olympics World Games, Abu Dhabi 2019. Take it to the
The Chris Fade Show.
Hey, yo, this is Sean Paul alongside Chris Fade. It's the Chris Fade Show.
On Virgin Radio.
On air.
On air.
On air.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.